Tsvangirai announced the appointments at his Harare residence, flanked by his wife Elizabeth and his spokesperson Luke Tamborinyoka. This comes at a time when the opposition leader is battling cancer of the colon.
Instead of appointing one, I'm going to appoint two to assist me and the vice president in charting this party towards the 2018 election. I have considered a number of factors, maturity, seniority, demographic considerations. We must not forget that we have a young generation that is now emerging, that is demanding that we do something about that. So in that regard, I am going to propose that Elias Mzuri will be one of the vice presidents. Nelson Chamisa will be one of the vice presidents. So in that regard, it puts closure to this and ensure that we now have a work to do and to mobilize all the people and to ensure that we have this task to discharge. Thank you very much.
Mzuri welcomed the appointment, saying he would work hard to ensure that the struggle for democracy in Zimbabwe was completed.
I want to appreciate the trust the president has given me in terms of assisting him in trying to run the party. I'll do my best and try to make sure that the party comes together, unite all the forces, and work towards what he wishes us to do. We try to work as much as possible within his vision so that we achieve the change we've always desired to do.
Tsvangirai said this move is meant to strengthen the opposition party ahead of the 2018 elections, adding that the appointments would not affect his elected deputy, Thokozani Kupe. He said the economic situation prevailing in the country, that so many people countrywide protesting against the government in recent weeks, needed the coming together of all pro-democracy forces. In this context, Tsvangirai said there was need to establish a multi-partisan national transitional authority.
The National Council resolved that there has to be a political settlement that inspires confidence nationally, regionally, and internationally. To this end, the National Council, the party's supreme making body in between Congress, resolved that the way forward is a multi-partisan national transitional authority. Once bitten, twice shy. It is our firm belief that the NTA must not be sculptured as an inclusive government we established 7 years ago. The NTA must, by statute, separate and operate parallel to the National Executive Authority of Government, but with a specific mandate. The current regime should be left to deal with its own mess, but we cannot, should not make our hands dirty in this area. The NTA will have a very limited tenure and specific mandate to, among other things, one, to supervise the implementation of the Constitution, including alignment of laws to the same. Two, to oversee and monitor the work of commissions, such as the Human Rights Commission, the National Anti-Corruption Commission, and the Reconciliation Commission. Three, to oversee the political reform agenda, some reforms of which are now enshrined in the new Constitution, as well as being involved in the preparation for a credible election.
Tsvangirai also called on President Robert Mugabe to leave office or face civil unrest.
The party's National Council was unequivocal in its resolution yesterday that President Mugabe and his government must step down and face popular protests as they fail to find lasting solutions to the problems facing the people. To this end, the party resolved yesterday to continue its provincial protest marches while coordinating and preparing for a robust and a comprehensive national action on a date yet to be announced. In that national action, we will be rallying the nation and all democratic forces to converge on the national demand that President Mugabe and his government definitely have to give way to the national sentiment.
Some analysts like Clarice Maduku director of the Platform for Youth Development, said Tsvangirai was laying his exit strategy plan by appointing Chamisa and Mudzuri as some of his deputies. He said this may cause internal fissures within the main opposition party.
Yeah, somehow in politics there are many things. If it was in ZANU-PF, we would say it might be dummy, where those who are seen within the political, within their own schemes as potential successors, you put them close, that people critically look at them and weaken them before they then have the power to take over. But in this case, there's a feeling, I think persons like Chamisa, they're fairly popular with people. So it might be that looking at his own healthy conditions, he might be bringing people who have energy. I don't have doubt that people like Chamisa have got a lot of energy. So if they come around, they might actually help to spruce up the party. And obviously, that's the future of the party.
Maduku says Tsvangirai's action was above board, as he is empowered to do any appointments by the party's constitution.
The appointment may have been done to look at the internal issues of the party. But if we look at it from other perspective, we look at the issues of democracy. The feeling is that when democracy is best, when all those who lead people are elected by the people, like, for example, in political parties like the MDC, it must be leaders should be coming from the Congress. So in the fact that they're being appointed, obviously, it smacks of some, we look at ZANU-PF and say, in ZANU-PF, when President Mugabe appoints, he is doing it for strategic intentions. It's for his own, sometimes selfish interests. It doesn't matter what people are saying. It's a matter of he is looking at his strategic intent. Like, for example, we have seen that there are many people who have been losing elections constantly in ZANU-PF, and they've continuously been appointed. So from a democratic point of view, as from the civic society point of view, I feel that when you appoint people at such kind of higher level, you make those that you have appointed surely in problematic issues. Like, for example, when you appoint Chamisa and Mzuri to occupy a position where there's Tokozani Kupe, there might be a feeling that is a vote of no confidence in Tokozani Kupe, because she has been doing well she has been the vice president. And also that it may invite other tribal politics where say Tokozani Kupe is coming from a Matebele, and you are appointing two people who comes from the same profit, or something wrong might be happening. It can affect the party internally.
It still remains to be seen whether this move would strengthen or weaken the party, which was formed in 1999. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.